Okay, well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Innovations in Education. My name is Kevin Hogan. I'm editor-at-large for eSchool News. I'm glad you found us here, especially glad that you found this episode, a third in a three-part series of our grand prize winners. These are districts that have won the inaugural 2021 Hero Awards. These awards came from this podcast series that I've been doing with eSchool News, where we're looking at best practices in school districts, you know, primarily on response to the pandemic, but really any other sort of ideas or techniques or strategies that districts have been doing in this time to help instruct. But as you know, as unfortunate it is, it's really about protecting students. In these past couple of years is obviously the primary goal. With us today, Barrett Puschus. Did I do it right? Puschus, right. I told you I'd mess it up. Barrett is at Brevard Public Schools in Florida. And also with us today, Jaron Nichols from PDQ. Jaron, Barrett, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Just want to get started by talking about the fact that we had dozens of submissions from companies that work with eSchool News, where we asked them, you know, what were some examples of your customers, of your districts doing just extraordinary things during this extraordinary time? And there are a number of kind of themes that would pop out from a lot of the submissions. Digital equity, of course, was a big one. Another one was just about access and broadband access and how that used to be kind of a conceptual thing and now it's a real thing. But third was the idea of cybersecurity. And now BP, before the pandemic, as I like to call it, cybersecurity was number one, I think, on the list of concerns for tech directors in my conversations. And while many were waylaid by the pandemic, obviously, it remains a concern. And Barrett, your story kind of, you know, is a perfect example of that. And if you indulge me for a minute, I'm going to read a bit from the submission that talks about basically what you had to deal with. So this was back in October of 2020, and then you got hit. Once you got the notifications, immediately called the rest of your team, working many of them up so they could shut the entire system down. You worked over the next several weeks to evict intruders from the system. Then, working closely with the district cybersecurity insurance company to find the exact point of entry for the malware that infected the system, that was enabled by phishing, you worked across a district of 74,000 students. I mean, this isn't a charter school out in some sort of rural area. I mean, that's a huge population, right? And 10,000 staff to tighten security protocols and prevent another incident. In fact, earlier in the year, that same group of hackers tried to attack the system again, and your IT team worked for a week to protect the district. So extraordinary story. Want to get into the weeds of it. I guess the first question I have, over years of writing and talking about cybersecurity, just the fact that you are brave enough to talk about it at all says something about the work that you do. Usually educators love to share their best practices. They used to love to talk about how they've improved their district scores or they've improved this or that. You get to cybersecurity, people are like, I don't want to talk about it. So as we do start to talk about it, give me your feedback from that time and what that situation was like.
Yeah. Yeah. So as far as talking about it, you know, we don't succeed in isolation, and we shouldn't fail in isolation. So this is kind of a tale of both. We were notified of the event, and we jumped on it, and we kicked them out. We got them out before the ransom happened. But it really opened our eyes to just how vulnerable we are, and how easy it was for them to get in. They didn't exploit some zero-day issue on one of our external servers. They didn't have any clever IP6 attacks or anything like that. They just sent an attachment to somebody in accounts payable, and they opened it, and our antivirus blocked it. So she replied to the email and said, hey, it didn't work. You know, so he tried the change up, and the change up got through. So they established persistence, and they were in our system for probably 45, 60 days before we knew anything. Just doing the recon, you know, all the stuff you read about today about the lead up to the attack, where they try to spread their lateral movement and